Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Dayton on your radio, 38 minutes past 5 o'clock, a day that I know the people at the Alzheimer's Association have been anxiously awaiting, and that day was yesterday afternoon as more encouraging news came out about the Phase 3 data that was presented and now been published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Joining us right now to talk about this promising research and particularly about a particular drug, we're delighted to be joined once again by Sarah Murphy, the Vice President of Programs and Services with the Greater Pennsylvania Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Sarah, it is good to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
So lecanemab is something that you and I talked about maybe, what, a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago,
yep.
And yet things have accelerated here pretty quickly. Bring us up to speed as to what this latest information means. And the fact that it's in peer-reviewed journals, I think, is critically important to talk about that as well. So I'll let you talk about it first.
With fantastic day. This is a very hopeful and transformational time, I think, for the Alzheimer's and dementia community. So, you know, today in San Francisco, they had the results, very positive results on the Clarity AD clinical trial of lecanemab that really showed that there was proof that confirming that the treatment changes due to this drug helped in a meaningful way slow cognitive decline for people in the earliest stages and mild cognitive impairment for Alzheimer's disease. And so this is encouraging results in this clinical trial and the most positive and encouraging results in any clinical trial to date, looking at helping to slow cognitive decline for individuals in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. And so this is a milestone for the Alzheimer's and dementia community.
This is important to point out that this is not something that is saying it is going to reverse late stages of Alzheimer's. It is not going to necessarily make somebody better, right? I mean, that is critically important to point out. We don't want to give false hope. But the issue is that for the earliest stages, it appears that you may have more good months until it moves ahead. Is that in essence the way to look at it?
Yeah, and a great way of saying this, it's more something to note, and what we're hearing, I think, from families impacted by this disease is that slowing cognitive decline, even modestly, early in the disease is very meaningful, and it looks different for every person or family. And so more time at the early stage of this disease could mean someone's able to attend another wedding or a graduation or remain effective and productive at work longer. It could mean that they could recognize their spouses or their loved one longer. And so that's immeasurable benefits, I would say, to individuals living with this disease and their families. So it does not reverse, but it does provide that the slowing of the cognitive decline in the stage of the disease where someone is at their highest functioning and the ability for them to do their activities of daily living for longer. And that is paramount for families, especially for those in the early stages.
Joined now from the Greater Pennsylvania Chapter by Sarah Murphy as she's talking about these new clinical trials that have come out. The Alzheimer's Association on a national basis is asking the FDA, Sarah, for accelerated approval of this. What is the likelihood that that will happen? Is there any way to know?
It's likely, right? But of course, we can't predict the future. But we're looking. You know, I think the FDA approval is looking around January 6th or before to be able to make that decision. I think that this really opens up the door for a pipeline of potential new treatments that offers hope for the Alzheimer's and dementia community. And so this is an urgent need. I think we're looking to see even more. New and better treatments are urgently needed in the pipeline. We're starting to see progress. We saw Aduhelm last year, last June, and now we're seeing this drug. And so it's very, very exciting. And so these are, again, are very encouraging results, and we're hopeful that between now and January 6th, right, that there could potentially be an FDA-approved treatment. And the Alzheimer's Association, too, we're also, urgently looking for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to look at being able to coverage, to provide coverage for this potentially soon-to-be, if it's FDA-approved drug, because we want for people to access this as they should be able to, like any other treatments out there.
Sarah, I realize you're not a physician and you're not on the clinical side of things, but I'm going to ask this question the best I think I can phrase it. We're talking about early stages of it. How does someone know that they may be in the early stage of Alzheimer's? Because sometimes, let's face it, I'm not in Alzheimer's, I don't think, at this point, but there are things that I forget that my wife asked me to do this morning and I didn't stop to pick up milk on the way home. I don't think it's Alzheimer's. I think it's just too many other things on your mind. So how can you know that this is the appropriate way to perhaps move forward as opposed to I've just got too much on my plate?
Right. Well, the best piece of advice is, we say, consult with your physician, yourself or your loved one. I would say we start to see those cognitive deficits, right? You mentioned about your, forgetting to pick up something on the way home. There's a difference between, that, forgetfulness or recalling information later, but we start to see it's that cognitive deficits or memory impairment that starts to interfere with your ability to function, your ability to do your activities of daily living. And so the Alzheimer's Association actually has the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's disease that the individuals can look on our website on alz.org/PA. We have a 1-800 number, 24/7 helpline, 800-272-3900 that actually goes through what the warning signs are. Like, what's the difference between normal age-related memory loss versus something more serious like dementia? And so we always say, also consult with your, primary care physician to talk about if you yourself or your loved one might start to notice some changes that's starting to interfere with their abilities to execute daily functioning, being able to think, plan, reason. And so those are some things that we would say to look out for, because again, the fact that this is potentially new treatment for people in the earliest stages, we want people to understand the benefits of going to your physician, seeking an early diagnosis, early detection, so someone can benefit from the treatments potentially that will be out there in the months to come.
Because somebody could do some testing, for instance, to at least have a baseline and then be able to measure, okay, we do see some decline, therefore you may be a better candidate for it, right? I mean, there's some things that you can do preemptively rather than waiting until it's too late, I think.
Exactly. And I think, we're able to better detect and understand, diagnose someone for Alzheimer's disease. And so if someone does have, in fact, mild cognitive impairment due to AD, Alzheimer's disease, or early stages of Alzheimer's disease, they can take advantage of, the fact for planning ahead, legal, financial planning, but also take advantage of potentially effective treatments that are, as we're talking about now, potentially in the very near future for families out
there.
Got
to be very, very exciting for you, and I know it is for a lot of families who are dealing with this difficult, difficult disease to handle. Sarah, thanks for making and carving out some time for us here today on KDK. We always appreciate you.
Well, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Great stuff from Sarah Murphy. She is with the Alzheimer's Association of Pennsylvania. And again, she is a vice president, and she deals with, in particular, programs and services for the Greater Pennsylvania chapter.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.